Okay, today's April 12th. We're learning a course called How to Publish a Ksav Yad. Okay, and we're learning about the Rokeach today in Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. And we are, I know this is in the middle of a semester, but there's some interesting information going on here. So we're talking about Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph, which begins Chachmos von Sabesa. Right? So, not just Chochmah, but Chochmos. A house is built with different types of Chochmah. Chotzva amudeha shiva. She casts or hews out from stone seven of something. Right? Seven amudim. Seven pillars in front of this house. Really? That's what you have to have in front of your house? Seven pillars? Tovcha, tivcha, moscha yena. She makes sure that there is... It sounds like a Lelashes Chayil kind of woman going on here, right? It's clearly a feminine situation going on, right? Beisa, bonsa, chatva, amudeha. Right? I mean, it's pretty amazing. I have... nine words in a row ending with hey. Right? Right? I mean, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, only two words don't end in a hey. Talking about something this woman brings to the house. Right? There's no shortage of meat, there's no shortage of wine. Achor Chol Shulchanar, the table is always set. Right? Chava, what's the metaphor of this wine and this meat? Rambam uses it in the Mishnah Torah, the Marnei Buchim. What's the meat, the wine? What's the table that's always set? No. If not for the fact that the words Shulchan Aruch actually appear in Tanakh, I might have thought that the body of law written by the Rosh's son, the Torah, was purposely called Shulchan Aruch because of his pasuk. So now, what is this? What are we talking about here? What's the wisdom? What are the seven pillars in front of her house? How could the Rokeach skip Pasuk Aleph? Right? Now look, Mishlei until now is filled with advice of what you should study. Right? Got it? And I'm just going to read some psukim back in Perek Beis. Right? You don't have the Ksav Yad in front of you, but listen carefully to these psukim. This is Mishlei Perek Beis. B'ni, im tikach amarai, mitzvosai titzvonitach. My son, take my advice, take my words, and keep my mitzvos as a treasure. Hide it, keep it hidden as a treasure, something that you, like when you have something expensive, you make sure it's under lock and key, you make sure there's a safe deposit box. Keep my Torah in a safe deposit box. Lakshiva chokhma is nevah. So that your ear always hears chokhma, tzatzel yim kol ha'tfunah, and turn your heart towards understanding. Ki im abina tikra, la'tfunah titen kolecha. Always call out towards wanting bina, and turn your voice towards tfunah. Im tzvakshena ta'kosef, if you seek it like you seek money, we all seek money because it would advise for us. V'chamat momim tichafsena, and search for it like it's hidden. It's not going to come jump out at you. You have to search it. Then you will understand, because your chokhmah will, and your search for your chokhmah through Torah will lead you to morality and yiras Hashem, and knowledge about God you will find. Now listen to what the Rokeach does with all these tzuvim. He finds in Pasuk Aleph a hint to the study of Tanakh. Look at the last three. Do you have the Mishnah Perek Beis in front of you?
Okay.
Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Okay. So in the last three words of Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Mitzvosai Titzvon Nitach. You see it?
Yeah.
There's a Yud. So the word Mitzvosai, I have no problem explaining that it's talking about the Torah. It's Mitzvos. He says the Yud stands for Yud Adibros, which encompasses the whole Torah. And what are the last two letters of the next two words? phone eats up, no?
Payment eats up.
No, the last letters. The last two letters. Nun, Chav. Nah. So he says in Pasuk Aleph that the Jew must be well steeped in the mitzvahs of Torah, painted by the Yud of Mitzvah Sai, Yud of Dibros, and Dibros. And you had so many tables, Yud Nun Chav, Yud of Dibros, Nebiyah Mitzvah. Okay? Then in Pasuk Beis, Lachshiv Lachachma Oznecha, make sure that your ears are always hearing Chachma. Right? Now, Oznecha Tate. Turn your ears. What's the Russian Tevos? Aleph Tov. Right? Tzolomar HaTorah Shemitno Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mem Aleph Tov Hingitz Nomer Mem Yom Et Sheketuba BaTorah Tate Oznecha Shnemar Et Hashem Lokecha Tiro. Wow. I have to write a footnote that, you know, this is a lot of directions this can go, but it's trying to say the Jew must be fully steeped from A to Z in Torah. Right? But what question is bothering you? Good, I'm steeped in A to Z in Torah. What else? Can I learn other things? After I steep myself in Torah from Aleph to Tav? Can I learn some other things? Guys, what is the famous pasuk, Chatzam De'ashiva? That's why I think shenanigans. Why didn't he write something on that? Hashem HaChachmas, which only one is Torah. Okay? Get to that shortly. Kim Bina Tikra, back to her base. One should have called Bina. What's Bina? Gematria Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shehu Echol Nosan HaTorah. All of your chachma should turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Right? Look at Pasuk Dali. Tivakshena ka kesef v'ka kosef v'chamat monim t'chapsena. You see the word mat monim? Break it up into two words and it's kemem tes monim. Right? Make sure that when you study Torah, don't go on to the next pasuk until you have 49 ways of understanding. You get it? Mem tes monim. Right? Ukemat monim tzachsem. He actually mentioned this pasuk in his introduction. Remember? That's studying the Torah 49 different ways. Im tzvachshevim kakesef. You seek after the way you seek after money and study it 49 ways. Oz tovin yiras Hashem das alukim timsa. Then you're home free. God's came. Now here's the pasuk. Listen carefully. You study these things I placed before you. Tzchiva Mikra. First study Mikra Tanach. Ve'acharkach Mishnah v'Talmud. Fine. Mishnah, Gemara. Listen carefully to this. Ve'acharkach Chochmas HaTeva. What would you call that? Give me some branches of science. Chochmas HaTeva is biology, botany, chemistry. Right? I would say astronomy if not for what comes after this. V'charkach kochavim u'mazolos. Astrology? No, I think he means astronomy. You should know the roots of the stars because you have to know Kiddush HaChodesh. Try to understand that the Rambam is talking about Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh without having an elementary understanding, like Shmuel says in the Gemara Shabbos, I know the stars as well as I know the streets of Ner Hadera. And Shemesh Yudam, the moon doesn't. So you have to know all these things very carefully. Right? You want to be a well-rounded Jew? He's not finished. V'chaka chokma she'ita zokhe le'nevuah. It's the Gemara Basra. That you can actually reach a stage of prophecy through wisdom. But wisdom of what? Don't you see what Rokeach is opening himself up to here? Right? Guys? He's opening up to other things. So that now it just may be your philosophy. Rokeach is very, very much in the, you know, he's the Hasidic Ashkenaz. He's the Yeshiva Shevelt. He's the language of his day. And he's telling us that we should be studying Chochmas HaTeva. Now, in the Ksav Yad, I'll show you this. I think after Pesach, we're going to go up and look. The page that this is on, there's like a tishtush here. It's like something that I couldn't read under it. Now, it could be because, I think you would judge it this way. It's because it was, when it was copied, somehow the Xerox got mixed up between the page it was on and the next page. So things just got, it was very difficult. I put up the screen to many times the size, and I couldn't figure out what the letter, what the words were. But it seems he has another line of things he wants us to study. Right? Okay. Now what's the shenanigans, I'm skipping now the Perek Tes, is that, for goodness sakes, the pasuk that tells me, this is the famous pasuk, Perek Tes, pasuk Aleph, that tells you what you should study to be a well-rounded Jew. He tells us with Tov Chativcha Masfayena or Chashulchana that this feminine thing, the reason why it's a feminine is because Chochmah is a feminine word. Right? Got it? You want a darshan that it's the woman who determines more that the children move in this direction of Yerush Shemayim? I'm listening. Right? Okay, there's plenty of darshas you can make with this. Okay? Right. the hint of Sholchon Aroseha can mean that you're allowed to send someone out to get that extra chachma. The Vilna Gaon was spend time with other chachmas. They say that he was so steeped in Torah that the only time he would go into other chachmas is when he was sitting in the bathroom. He as a kid, postulated certain geometric theorems that are still studied today. But not outside the bedroom. His father wouldn't let him study medicine. He said, if you study medicine, then you're going to have to be a doctor, save lives. We need you more in the basic education, and more writing, But you ever hear of Baruch of Shklov? Talmud of his, very famously quoted. I mean, anyone listening probably cares enough to listen to a shiur like this probably is well aware of the fact that Baruch of Shklov quotes the Vilna Gaon, although this is not in any of his writings, that if you are missing anything in Chochmas HaTeva, in anything of how the world runs, then you will be missing sevenfold in corresponding to that in Torah. Right. The point is that you are serving the Creator anytime you learn these Chochmas HaTeva. Now, Chochmas HaTeva is just one of the other Sheva Chochmas. You want to suggest some on the board for me? Yeah, what else? What else should you be steeped in? Now, according to some, Torah is separate. Torah is the Gvirus, the mistress. And then she has seven, what is the pasuk called? Naros. See, the Rokeach understood this Naros in Perek Beis, in Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel, to refer to Esther. Okay. The Rokeach was all over the place. In the middle of Pasuk Mishnah, we're starting to talk about Yosef and his brothers. That's part of the course for him. But according to this scheme, for instance, that we find in the Meiri, right, is that Torah is the Gveris, and she has seven maidens performing her bidding. Right? Go ahead. What do you want to perform? Let's say you're giving her shachos in China on certain enzymes. So if you're not steeped, or you don't have someone who can help you with the chemistry, how are you going to know how these enzymes interact? For milchus pleishiks, does it koshering out utensils and things like this? So the debate maybe between YU and the Bali Atosis and the Rokeach would be, am I allowed to study these things independent of how it interacts with Torah? So the YU instructor is going to say, you know, someone was trying to fulfill the vision of YU. is going to say that when I study these things, even if it never has any interaction with a halachic psak or halacha, it enhances my understanding of God and how God's world runs. Right? What's true about biology today is true from the moment of creation. Maybe we have changed, we have evolved in certain ways where our stomachs work differently or something like that because of hundreds of years of changed behavior. But the basic building blocks are always there. So now, to tell me, what are the things that we need to know? What are the Sheva Chochmas? What are these seven pillars that are in front of our house? Look in the Torah. What did the Torah call Chochma? In some places, especially in Shmos, right at the beginning of Egypt. No, it depends what you want to, when you want to call these things saying, but there's a certain artistic talent that we need to have in order to build God's Mishkan. Right? So that but that involved a lot of different chachmas, involved art, involved geometry, no? Certainly it involved is geometry, is trigonometry, is calculus, are those all can I come up with one thing that were all these fall under? Well, numbers, mathematics, arithmetic, right? So let's call it mathematical sciences. Okay. What else? Now it should be called astronomy, which okay, I've just mentioned. Surely that should be one of these. Can we differentiate between astronomy and physics? Maybe we can call them, can we mix them up? Right? Because physics is about how things move, right? So
in their head, I probably thought them separate, but just because.
Okay. But let's say physical science. Okay. Then we can call astronomical. Right? I would put biological and chemical together. Biological science and chemistry, right? How chemicals interact. That's in the Torah, that's in the summary, right? Okay, what else? I'm just talking about what the Torah itself. I'm not saying, I want to say anything radical here, right? What else? What about art? Artistic? People had to make curtains and sew them together and put looms and you know what I'm saying? You go through the second. I think with artistic, it probably includes the preparation of food. It's an art to prepare the loaves every shop every week for the Mishkan, right? You see what I'm doing with the Mishkan, which is, it's why that defines what's creativity in Shabbos. The Torah tells us, use your latent creativity that's within some very special ones of you, right? And use that to translate into not just a project that you can all get behind now that you're free. It's very important. It's probably kept their minds away from vengeance. Because I must tell you, most liberating movements, right after they became liberated, a notable exception is this country we're living in now, ran through a very dark period of persecution. Right? The French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, for sure. And much of the Arab world today, when they start to, there's no more Gaddafi bossing them around, you see what they do to them. Goodness. Where they string up the previous rulers, and why didn't we do that to the Egyptians? Hashem said, I don't want you doing that to the Egyptians. All right. In all fairness, God did it for us with the tenth plague, but the Bizas Hayam. But we were just anxious to get on with things and build a Mishkan for God. And if you think of the four categories of what the Mishkan builds, what did the first 11 have to do with? First 11 melachos in the Mishkan.
This
is baking bread. The next 13 have to do with making clothing. or as far as the commission is concerned, occurs, right? And then the next had to do with making leather works. Leather, hides and standing and things like that, salting and flaying, and, right? What to do with the skins. That's shoes. And then the final one is construction, housing. Pakish, bone is so sick, right? So don't you see what the 39 malachas of the Mishkan is all about? It's about using human ingenuity, human creativity in the service of Hashem. Food, clothing, shoes, shelter. Basics. Animals don't need these, right? Their food, they don't have to bake and cook food. Their food is ready to eat right where they find it. Right? Only we have to work at things. We have to prepare things. A lot of our food is also ready to eat, true. There's some berries and other things, but we mostly have to work on it. Right? To cook it, you have to, okay? And the same is true for our shelter. You know, every animal has its natural habitat where it finds no problem to live. Okay? So here, Mishnah is telling us about the things that are worthy for us to know and understand. Okay. Now, artistic, I'm putting the 39 laws in general in this, right? There's an art in baking bread, there's an art in making a loom, there's an art in making shoes, there's an art in building a house, right? But in addition to this, the Meiri, for instance, counts another major thing that we're doing there. It's nothing to do with the 39 laws, and we don't refrain from this because it in itself violates malacha, but because we're afraid that if we do this thing and it breaks on us, that we'll fix it, which will violate malacha. What am I talking about? What
music?
Music, of course. If there is an inherent knowledge necessary, some of it just it's inborn. Ever hear when George Gershwin was world famous and said, and Rachmaninoff, I think, met him and said, where did you study? I didn't study anywhere. Paul McCartney and John Lennon never took a music lesson. Crazy? George Harrison did. And Ringo Starr didn't read music. It's crazy? There has to be a God. This can't just be. No one can. This has to be a gift. Someone gave them this. Right? Okay, so of course it can be learned and practiced, you know what I'm saying? That what made the Beatles so great is that they practiced. When they were like 17, 18, they were playing 12, 14 hours a day together. That's really what they say separated them from all the others. They almost broke up because George Harrison was too young to be traveling with them. Staying overnight someplace. But somehow they got through that. But anyway, he was only like 16, 17 at the time.
Hendrix was also self-taught.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. These guys had just a hand to be able to do these things. See, in that case, I know we're on tape, yes, but in that case, he was just mechanically brilliant. I don't know whether it was music per se. I mean, George Harrison was not a great guitar player, he was just a great talent in writing music. He wrote a song about guitar and got his friend Derek Clapton to play on the song. So that's two different, two separate things. The mechanics of actually playing and the talent to dream the music up
while on guitar jamming. Here's
a nice song, yes. He's not playing that song. So what else? Go ahead. You want to give me one more? So, according to the one that says Torah is one of them, there's your seven. Right? There are others I must tell you who separate these two, biological and chemical. There's some who connect with, say, physical and astronomical, the same. Right? It's clearly one of the points of Mishlei is that morality is a chokhmah. Right? And others say, no, morality is what the final world is. It really is moral mathematics. This thing's very, very dry.
I mean, there's a philosophy of ethics.
Ah, so now, that's what we're doing. no, philosophy is the love of wisdom.
It doesn't belong in the second category. It's the others.
I give it here like the couple broke up or they fired the manager over philosophical differences. You hear here that?
Yeah, philosophical differences. Was that what? How to run a ball team or a difference in how to understand Socrates?
So philosophy is just this overall category that they give, you know, just like this for everything. All right, so I conclude. What's the shenanigans? I would love to have seen what the Rokeach actually wrote on Perek Tes Pasuk. How is it not there? It deserves four lines, five lines. If I want to see toughness, or maybe he talks about tough chatifa. I don't know. But back in Perek Beis, the first five pesukim of Perek Beis, which I reread at the beginning of these proceedings, he does talk about toughness and tefa and learning Tanakh. And he's very serious about kochavim umazolos. I think that can, you know, include a lot of these things. Chokhmas HaTeva, for goodness sakes, almost everything here can fall in the back. There were some, although I scoured the Rokeach for this, I didn't quite find it, but there's some Rishonim who got into trouble over this. You see this thing? This is supposed to be a hay. Not in trouble over they were accused of pantheism. You know what that is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, is this something separate, distinct of God? I think questions of the Christian influence on these discussions, but to my knowledge, the Rokeach doesn't get into anything like that. Okay, all right. So we'll continue.